is Monday, and we want to look ahead to the week and tell you what you need to pay attention to in the news. Motoko Rich joins us, national economics reporter for our partner, The New York Times, and Todd Zwillick, Washington correspondent for The Takeaway. And obviously, since we brought in an economics reporter and a political reporter, it sounds like we're going to be talking a lot about the economy and politics this week. So, Motoko, let me begin with you. Obviously, yeah, we had bad news last week. Manufacturing orders were down. The jobless claims were depressing. How does the economic discussion look for this week?
Well, we've got a number of indicators coming up this week, which will obviously take high level of scrutiny both on Wall Street and throughout the country because things looked so poor last week. So factory orders coming out. We have two indicators of consumer spending through the retail sales indexes coming out tomorrow. And then another pretty big deal is on Thursday, the Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke is going to speak about his outlook for the economy. And given what we've seen in the last few weeks, everybody is going to be focused on whether there might be an indication of any change at the Fed in terms of what action they might take.
Are we getting a little too reactive, Motoko? Are we getting too hopeful about good economic signs and too depressed about bad ones?
Well, it's certainly true that now everybody's very jittery, right? And also with the campaign putting so much focus on the economy, and not that there shouldn't be focus on the economy in real terms, but every little indicator is perhaps scrutinized. And as you said, people are reacting to things in the moment, and it's harder to take a broader picture. That being said, particularly on the jobs front, Friday's number was not just a fluke or 1 month. We've now had 3 months of weak job growth. So that's definitely an indication of a broader trend.
Well, let me turn to you, Todd, because the news from the economy seems to be gripping people more than news from the campaign. And the candidates, Romney and Obama, are beginning to spend a lot more money to try and get people's enthusiasm up for this campaign. What's going on?
Well, it's early. It doesn't seem early to us because we've been talking about the campaign for a year. And I stay employed doing that. So that's good, I guess, for us on The Takeaway. It's early in this election. Traditionally, you know, people really don't start paying attention till later in the summer, but not really. They really don't pay attention until after Labor Day, and that's what the campaigns are counting on. Also, this is an incumbent election, and those always have a little bit less enthusiasm, Celeste, than an election when there's two new candidates. But just to give you a little bit of President Obama's agenda for the week, politically and financially, raising money coming up your way in New York City for three fundraisers tonight, two of which include Bill Clinton, President Bill Clinton, sort of ersatz New Yorker, joining President Obama for three fundraisers in New York, one on Broadway tonight. Also, I want to just give you a little sense of the message from the Obama campaign this week. Listen to this ad, which is just out, is not on the airwaves yet. Got it from OFA last night. They said we could play it this morning. Attacking Mitt Romney's record in Massachusetts as governor. Listen.
It started like this.
I speak the language of business. I know how jobs are created.
But it ended like this. Instead of hiring workers from his own state, Romney outsourced call center jobs to India. He cut taxes for millionaires like himself while raising them on the middle class.
I know what it takes to create jobs.
Remember, we've heard it all before. Romney Economics. It didn't work then, and it won't work now.
You get the idea there. A quick response from the Romney campaign, who sent me this response to that ad, that the president simply wants to change the subject from an abysmal jobs report. We're happy to compare the 4.7 unemployment rate Mitt Romney achieved in Massachusetts to President Obama's weak record any day of the week. That comes from Andrea Saul, Mitt Romney's spokeswoman. That'll give you an idea of where the campaigns are going this week.
Well, Motoko, let's kind of join these two issues here for just a moment. Obama got a lot of support in the 2008 campaign from some pretty big Wall Street bankers. Does it look like he's still going to retain that support?
It certainly looks like it's weakening. My colleague Nicholas Confessori wrote a few weeks ago in the magazine that the amount that he sort of far out earned or outraised money during the campaign against John McCain, but he's not doing so well this time around. And there has been a lot of uncertainty on Wall Street about whether they would want to support the president because of all kinds of fights over financial regulation, worries about rising costs of health care. I think there are a lot of issues that make it a little more dubious for Wall Street Street now this time around to wholeheartedly support the president.
All right. Well, Todd, let's kind of check back in over some of the conversations we've had this hour and get your idea from Washington. So let's talk first about what we just talked about, pay disparities and the Paycheck Fairness Act. I said that it looks like there's not much chance it will pass. Is that true?
You were correct. There's almost no chance that passes. That vote is right now scheduled for Tuesday on the Senate floor. That's a cloture vote, which means you need 60. Republicans are not interested in supporting this Paycheck Fairness Act. They see it as Democrats continuing to highlight what they call the Republican war on women. Democrats want to use this vote, knowing it won't pass, to advertise to women and to everybody else how Republicans feel about paycheck fairness. Welcome to an election year. That bill's not probably going to get on the floor this week.
Okay, then let's go to Wisconsin, and people are seeing this. You know, we heard one of the voters complain about how much outside money is pouring into that state, which implies that people think this has national implications. Does it?
Oh, it certainly does. And particularly on Governor Scott Walker's side, most of the money he's raised, and he's been able to raise it for a lot longer than Barrett has, a lot of that money is out-of-state money. Both sides can consider this a major opening salvo of the election. President Obama is up comfortably in Wisconsin right now. If there's a major approval given down for the controversial governor, that could change. Democrats are eager, and I think John mentioned this at the top of the show, and this is important. Democrats are very, very eager, if they get Scott Walker out, to show that this is a repudiation of Tea Party politics. Wisconsin elected a Tea Party senator who's in the Senate right now. They would love to send Walker out and say the country is beyond this extreme Republican sort of Tea Party ethos that has taken over the last election, and they want them out. Republicans, of course, would love to reaffirm that Wisconsinites care about the economy, that they want to cut spending. That's what Scott Walker did. That's why they had all the union controversy, because it was about cutting the government roles. So both sides see this as a major national bellwether. Whether it really is affects the vote nationally, who knows? We'll wait until September, October to know that. But both sides certainly think it's important.
That's Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent, and Motoko Rich, national economics reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks, guys.
Sure thing.
Thank you.
And happy Monday. I want to remind you of the question we're asking you today, and it's about pay disparities, which one author from Salon Authors could be fixed, or at least eased, if people talked more openly about their salary. So would you discuss your salary, what you earn, with a coworker at work or at the office? 877-8-MY-TAKE, or post your comment to thetakeaway.org.